did folks ever say anything like, you know, she did what? They've been going together for a while, and finally she just
decides she doesn't care for him.
Yeah, you might say she broke it off.
Yeah, it broke up.
Okay.
And you might say she jilted him.
She jilted him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Butch, say he pops the question, they go ahead and get
married.
Okay. Any other way of saying that folks ever say?
Did he get hitched up?
Hitched up, or jump the broomstick?
Well, that's somebody else who is to jump the broomstick.
What's that?
Well, that means they have to get married.
Oh.
I mean, around here, if they say, well, he jumped the broomstick, that means that she's pregnant and she's got to get married.
Uh-huh.
That's the term they use out here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What about, a child of a mixed marriage? Did you say, did folks ever have a name for a kid like that? A child of a marriage of different races?
We don't have that here.
Okay.
I know of one white girl that's married to a colored man, but I don't know what they call it.
Uh-huh.
She's from the lake, and she's married to a colored man from the Iberia, but I wouldn't know what they'd call it.
Okay. Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Best man, okay. And the girl who stands up with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
All right. Now, do you remember some sort of thing that they'd have after the people got married? It was people from the community had all come around and fire off their guns or something.
Oh yeah, but that's when it's a widow that gets married. They make a charivari.
A what?
A charivari.
Charivari?
Yeah, you take cans and cups and you knock. That's if a widow gets married.
Uh-huh.
And you do that at night, the wedding night. You take tubs and cans and you knock on that, and then they come out and they give you a treat. And then it's all over. Then you go back home.
Was it just a widow or was it?
Yeah, it has to be a widow. Not single people. They don't do that.
Did you ever remember them doing it for single people?
Yeah. No, not single people, no, but for a married couple in Lauderdale.
Do
you remember when Robert Burr got married?
I remember that Besson, talked a lot.
Oh, no, he wasn't there.
Huh? His daughter, Adele.
Well.
You remember they had a commotion there?
No, she didn't marry a widow.
But
somebody
sure.
Else.
Lord and his wife.
Oh, well, he wasn't married to this other woman, John. He was just shacking up.
Well, I don't know if he's going to shack up.
Yeah. You don't know what's that shacking up?
That means?
They're just staying together, not married.
I see. And they had a commotion for him?
Well,
they had a shiver-ivery?
Yeah. That's what he says, but I don't remember that. But I remember this man in Lauderdale.
That man must have got awful mad about that.
This man in Lauderdale had a charivari, and when he got married, and then they beat the drums, or if you have a drum or a tub or cans, they make noise,
but
bells, and then when you do that a while, and then they come out and they give you a treat, whatever, and then it's all over. It's just something to have fun.
Uh-huh. Do they still do it?
No.
How long ago did they quit doing that?
About 20 years back, I heard about it, and then I never heard about it after that. Never heard about it after that. And there's some ways I got married, but
I wonder why that is.